Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a high-impact jungle and drum and bass arrangement in Ableton Live 12 using an automation-first workflow. And that phrase, automation-first, is the whole mindset shift here. We are not just dropping loops into a grid and hoping the track feels alive. We are designing movement first, then letting the drums, bass, and transitions follow that movement. That is how you get tension, release, and controlled chaos without everything sounding static. This is especially powerful for advanced DNB production, because jungle and rolling drum and bass live or die by motion. The groove can be simple. The evolution has to feel intentional. So the goal here is relentless groove, tight edits, and automation-driven tension. Think of the track like a series of impact events, not one long loop. Let's set up the project. Open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo around 172 BPM for a classic rolling jungle feel, or around 174 to 176 if you want it darker and harder. Then create a couple of return tracks right away, one for delay or echo, and one for reverb. Also group your drums separately from your bass. That simple organization already makes the session feel more performance-ready. A good layout is drums group, bass group, and FX or Atmos. Under drums, you might have your break chop, a kick layer, snare layer, and hat or shaker layer. Under bass, keep a sub layer and a mid bass layer. Then your FX track can hold risers, hits, noise sweeps, vocal chops, whatever gives the section movement. Now here is the core idea. Before you fully arrange the track, build an automation map. That means you identify the main energy controls first. Things like filter cutoff, send them out to echo, send them out to reverb, saturator drive, utility gain, bass filter movement, break pitch or transient intensity, and maybe sidechain depth or compressor threshold. These are your composition tools, not just mix tools. A strong way to start is with 8 bars of lightly populated material, then shape the energy across that space. For example, bars 1 and 2 can be filtered and restrained. Bars 3 and 4 can open the drums a little. Bars 5 and 6 can bring in more bass movement. Bars 7 and 8 can build full tension before the drop. In arrangement view, hit it to reveal the automation lanes quickly. And a teacher tip here, don't automate everything at once. Let one element lead each phrase. Maybe drums lead one section, bass leads the next, and FX lead the transition. That keeps the arrangement readable and musical. Now let's talk about the break, because in jungle, the break is the engine. You can work with simpler in slice mode, or with a drum rack using sliced audio. If you want a fast performance style workflow, drag your break into simpler and switch to slice mode. Set slicing to transient if you want natural chops, or beat if the break is already pretty clean. Then trigger the slices with MIDI notes and build a new rhythm from the pieces. If you prefer a drum rack workflow, right-click the break and use slice to new MIDI track. You can slice by transient, warp markers, or even 1/16 notes depending on the material. Then edit the MIDI clip and recompose the pattern. The important thing with old breaks is to be careful with warping. For classic jungle material, beats mode often preserves the punch better. Keep the transients tight, and if the break starts sounding smeared, back off the warp or work with shorter clips. Now here's where the automation-first approach really starts to shine. Don't just rely on velocity to make the drums feel alive. Automate the drum character itself. For example, automate auto-filter cutoff on the break track. Automate saturator drive to add aggression in key phrases. Automate utility gain if you want a fake drop or a quick pullback. Automate send to reverb or echo for those one-shot throws. And if you're using beat repeat, keep it subtle and strategic, not constant. A classic movement shape might be this. The first 2 bars are high-passed and restrained, with low drive. Then the cutoff opens and the drive increases. Then the drums get a little drier again before a snare throw into echo right before the drop. That gives the feeling that the drums are breathing. Now let's build the bass so it reacts to the drums. For advanced DNB, bass works best when it answers the break. A strong setup is a 2-layer bass, a clean mono sub and a more animated mid bass. The sub can come from operator, wavitable, or any simple sine-heavy source. Keep it clean, mono, and low-passed. The mid layer can be a reese, growl or resonant patch with more motion and harmonics. Just keep the width under control so the low end stays solid. A useful stock chain for the mid bass is wavitable or operator, then saturator, then auto-filter, then maybe a light touch of redux for grit, then EQ8, then compressor with sidechain from kick or snare, and finally utility to manage width. For automation, think about moving the filter frequency, resonance, oscillator warp, LFO amount, drive, width, or send to echo. A simple but effective phrasing idea is a two-bar-based motif where the first bar is restrained, the second bar opens up, and the last quarter note of the phrase had either a movement spike or a brief stop. That little gap or push creates tension. And this is a big coach note. In jungle, contrast is more important than complexity. Sometimes a one-beat gap in the bass hits harder than adding another layer. Now let's talk about edit points. Instead of adding obvious fills everywhere, use automation to create micro-events. Close the filter and reopen it. Mute the sub for a quarter bar before the drop. Throw the last snare into echo. Push a bass note into grain delay for a warped hit. Drop the track volume briefly for a fake out. Widen the reese for a moment, then snap it back to mono. These are the kinds of moves that make the arrangement feel edited by hand, even if the underlying pattern is pretty simple. When you build the drop, don't think everything on. Think modulated intensity. A strong 8-bar drop might start with full drums and bass, but with a restrained filter. Then the bass opens up. Extra percussion comes in, and there's a drum fill in the middle. Then you create a switch-up, maybe with a half-bar bass rest or a stutter. Finally, you bring in the biggest variation, maybe with an impact hit or a small breakdown tease at the end. That's much more exciting than just looping the same drop 8 bars straight. Use the return track strategically, too. Echo can be a huge part of your phrase design. Try a sync delay time like 1/8D, 1/4, or 1/16, with feedback around 20-40% and a dark filter. Then automate send amounts on snare hits or vocal chops, and spike the feedback at phrase endings for dub-style tails. For reverb, keep the decay reasonable, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, and filter the low end so it doesn't muddy the mix. Use short throws on fills, not constant wash. In jungle and DNB, too much reverb on drums can flatten the impact fast. Clip envelopes are another powerful tool here. They let you do surgical edits inside a loop. You can automate note velocities, filter cutoff on a MIDI clip, delay send on a single bass dab, sample start in simpler or even gain and pan for isolated hits. That's perfect when you want a two-bar loop to evolve without writing huge arrangement automation every time. Now, because this lesson sits in the mastering category, we also need to think about translation from the start. Keep the master bus light while you're producing. EQ8 should only do tiny tonal shaping if needed. Glue compressor should be gentle if you use it at all. And limiter is there for safety, not for loudness war decisions. The goal is to build a mix that is already arrangement balanced before any final mastering treatment. That means checking that the sub is mono, the kick and sub relationship is clear, the break transients aren't clipping, and stereo effects aren't wrecking the low end. Good mastering starts long before the mastering chain. Here are some common mistakes to avoid. First, overbuilding the loop before automating. If you add too many layers too early, the track gets dense but static. Start with motion and let the layers serve the motion. Second, letting the break dominate the mix. Old breaks are great, but they can get messy fast. Use EQ to clean the low rumble and harsh top end, and only open the filter where you actually need the extra energy. Third, using too much reverb on drums. DNB needs space, but too much ambience kills the punch. Fourth, making the bass too wide in the low end. Keep the sub narrow and let only the upper layer spread. Fifth, automating in a random way instead of phrased movement. Try to think in 2, 4, and 8 bar arcs. And sixth, not creating enough contrast. If every section is at max energy, then nothing feels like a drop. A few pro tips can really push the heaviness. Use controlled distortion instead of just turning things up. Saturator, overdrive, amp, even a little redux can add aggression, but in small doses. Automate drive at phrase endings for extra bite. Also, use negative space. A one-beat gap in the bass or a brief drum pullback can feel huge in dark DNB. Silence is part of the groove. The snare is often the anchor in jungle and heavy drum and bass, so treat snare hits like events. Brighter for the drop, drier in the main groove, and only more affected on fills. And listen at low volume while you work. If the arrangement still feels like it's moving when it's quiet, your automation is doing real work. Here's a practical exercise you can try right away. Build a 16-bar automation-led jungle drop at 174 BPM. Import one break into simpler slice mode, or slice it to a drum rack. Program a 2-bar break pattern. Add a sub in operator or waveatable. Add a moving mid-bass layer. Then automate the break filter over 8 bars, the bass filter resonance over 4 bars, echo send on the last snare of bar 8, and a utility gain dip for a fake break at bar 12. Mute the sub for half a bar to create a fill. Then bounce the section to audio and listen for phrasing, not just sound design. If you want to level up even further, try writing your arrangement in energy lanes. Think rhythm lane, tone lane, and space lane. Every phrase should change at least one of those clearly. That keeps the track evolving without clutter. You can also alternate phrase lengths. Instead of repeating a two-bar bass phrase over and over, try two bars, then one, then two, then four. That little variation keeps the listener engaged while still feeling grounded. And one last advanced concept, shadow automation. Duplicate a motion on a different element, but stagger it slightly. Maybe the drums open first, then the bass, then the FX. That creates depth without adding more sounds. So the big takeaway is this. In jungle and drama and bass, automation is not decoration. It is composition. If you design movement first, chop the drums to follow that movement, let the bass answer the groove, and use automation to create contrast and transition, your track will feel much more professional and much more alive.